Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, December 25th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. And happy holidays to those who don't celebrate Christmas. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. If you have breaking news, just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Billerud's Michigan paper mill potential $1 billion upgrade has taken a step forward. Also making headlines this past week, Canfor Pulp is temporarily curtailing its Intercontinental pulp mill. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, December 23rd, at 5108, down 34 points or 0.7% from the December 16th close. Gaining shares outpaced, or declining shares, that is, outpaced gainers by a 4-3 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was unchanged. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Mativ, gaining 8.8%, followed by Rayonier Advanced Materials, up 5.4%. The biggest decliner for the week was Nine Dragons, closing down 12%. Now, over the past year, Rayonier Advanced Materials has been the top performer, up 50%, and the deepest decliner has been Glatfelter, down 83%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is down 0%, while the PM40 is down 2.1%, and would be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Abu Dhabi. Star Paper Mill to set up $54 million recycled paper mill in Abu Dhabi. A new recycled paper mill will be established in Khalifa Economic Zone's Abu Dhabi in a move to support the UAE circular economy. The mill will manufacture eco-friendly, biodegradable, recycled craft paper in Abu Dhabi. After an agreement between Star Paper Mill and RC Paper Machines, which will expand its existing capacity with an investment of approximately $54 million. Now, the facility, which will manufacture recycled craft paper jumbo reels, will be built on a 59,000 square meter space in Abu Dhabi. The reels will be used to manufacture corrugated cartons and bag papers from recycled raw material. Now, Kazee's confirmed that a 50-year land lease has been signed up with Star Paper Mill in Abu Dhabi, a specialist tissue manufacturer, to set up the facility in Abu Dhabi. Dateline Russia. Mayor Melnov Group sells two packaging sites in Russia. The Mayor Melnov Group has sold its two packaging sites in Russia, St. Petersburg and Pskov, to local investor Granyel following approval by the government authorities. The selling price amounts to approximately 134 million euros. Now, in 2021, the plants generated combined sales of approximately 124 million euros. The transaction is expected to have a neutral impact on Mayor Melnov's net profit. The Mayor Melnov Group is a leading global producer of carton board and folding cartons. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Again, Dateline Russia. Russian authorities reject sale of Mondi Sklitbar mill for 1.5 billion euros. The Russian authorities have not approved the sale of Mondi Sklitbar mill in the Komi Republic of Russia. The possible reason is too high a transaction price. Now, the Sklitbar assets were planned to be sold to Augment Investments Limited for 95 billion rubles, which is approximately 1.5 billion euros. Augment is an investment vehicle majority owned by Victor Kartatonin, comprising assets in the pharmaceutical and other sectors across Russia, Europe, and the United Kingdom. Sklitbar is a wholly owned integrated pulp packaging paper and uncoated fine paper mill located in Sklitbar, Komi Republic of Russia. The business employs approximately 4,500 folks, and it is a leading provider of uncoated fine paper and containerboard to the domestic Russian market. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803- 807-8923. That's 803-807-8923, or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor Pulp temporarily curtailing its international or intercontinental pulp mill. Canfor Pulp Products Incorporated is announcing the immediate curtailment of its intercontinental pulp mill, which is expected to be in place for 4 weeks. That's like a month. The curtailment is due to the lack of available economic fiber as a result of sawmill curtailments. The downtime will remove approximately 24,000 metric tons of market kraft pulp. Here comes a quote, quote, "The sawmill curtailment occurring in British Columbia are materially reducing the fiber residual fiber available for pulp mills. Based on the near-term fiber outlook, we have made the difficult decision to temporarily curtail Intercontinental Pulp Mill," said Kevin Eggston, president and CEO of Canfor Pulp. Kevin continues, quote, "We regret the impact the downtime will have on our employees, their families, our suppliers, and the community. We are working to support them through this time," end of quote. Now, the company said it will continue to closely monitor the fiber supply and will adjust its operating rates accordingly. Dateline Topeka, Kansas. Delivery driver altercation causes Georgia Pacific facility lockdown near Blue Rapids, Kansas. A front door altercation was the cause behind a Georgia Pacific facility lockdown near Blue Rapids. Local media spoke with Georgia Pacific gypsum plant manager Jeff McCraney after receiving a viewer call inquiring about the incident last Thursday. Now, McCraney said two drivers planning to transport materials from the Georgia Pacific plant suddenly got into an altercation at the front gate. Plant employees called 911 and assembled in a safe location until law enforcement resolved the situation. It was reported that the drivers were a man and a woman. They say the Marysville Police Department told them they received a call about a woman heading south from Marysville with a gun. The woman at the plant had had a shotgun pointed at the man. Responding officers were able to talk them down and take both individuals into custody. Now, the drivers who aren't associated with the facility were booked into the Marshall County Jail as they await possible charges. The sheriff's office said it had turned the investigation over to the Marshall County Attorney's Office for consideration. The Marshall County Sheriff's Office responded to the situation with assistance from the Blue Valley, Marysville, and Waterville Police Departments. They are waiting for approval from the county attorney before releasing additional information. Dateline Escanaba, Michigan. Billerud, Michigan paper mill potential $1 billion upgrade takes a step forward. The planned renovation and expansion of the Escanaba paper mill came one step closer to fruition this past Monday evening as the Wells Township Board voted to approve a forest products processing renaissance zone. The Renaissance Zone allows the mill owner, Billerud, to enjoy a 15-year tax abatement. According to InvestUP's Marty Finate, it's a worthwhile trade-off considering the size of the investment, which could be up to $1 billion. Quote, it's the largest investment ever made in the Upper Peninsula, and it's ready to transform the Escanaba Mill, said Fittinati. Fittinati continued, quote, and so we're asking the locals to be actually part of the solution by passing a Renaissance processing tax exemption, end of quote. Now, Billerud, who took over the mill last year, plans to transform the mill, which has struggled with years of declining profits, into a state-of-the-art high-end packaging manufacturer. Billerud's Vice President of Technical Services, Michael Glodowski, sees their new product line as a way to maintain viability and profitability for decades to come. He says, quote, the biggest thing that's changing, we are currently making graphic papers and specialty papers, and when I say graphic papers, that is magazines, catalogs, direct mail pieces, and that has been declining markets for decades, really. And the products we're going into are cardboard or box board, and that is a type of box that would be house high-end items. Billerud's mission is to retain and grow more than 800 jobs in the Escanaba area. Glodowski believes its new direction will bring prosperity to the Escanaba area for generations. Next up for approving Renaissance Zone will be the Escanaba Township Board, whose approval is expected. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Ritalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Elmwood Park, New Jersey. Markel Paper acquires Von Driel Corporation. Markel Paper, a leading manufacturer of recycled and eco-friendly bath towel and tissue products, announced last week that it has acquired Von Driel Corporation, a premier provider of quality towel and tissue products for the away-from-home market. Von Driel Corporation will operate as a division of Markel Paper. Terms of the transaction were not disclosed. Now, Von Driel Corporation, which was founded back in 1974, headquartered in Hickory, North Carolina. The company's more than 500 associates operate production facilities throughout the Southeast United States and in Las Vegas, Nevada. The combined company provides customers with a broad range of enhanced scale, expanding Markel's footprint to service customers all along the East Coast and across the country. Dateline, Michigan. Michigan sues Domtar over alleged forever chemical contamination. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, a Democrat, this past week announced a lawsuit against paper manufacturer Domtar, alleging that the company's defunct Port Huron mill's operation contaminated the community with forever chemicals. In the complaint, Nessel's office alleged that Domtar disposed of waste from production that it knew to be contained with perfluorinated and polyfluorinated substances. They're known as PFAS, which I like to pronounce better, falsely representing the waste as inert. PFAS do not biodegrade or break down in either the environment or human bodies and have been linked to liver damage, fertility issues, and cancer in humans. Now, Domtar operated the disposal site for the waste from production from 1998 to 2020 when the Port Huron plant closed. Regardless of whether the company was aware of the PFAS contamination from the start, the lawsuit argues Domtar learned of it over the course of the site's two decades of operation. Dateline Wildlight, Florida. Rayonier completes acquisitions in the U.S. South. Rayonier Incorporated completed its previously announced acquisitions of high-quality commercial timberlands located in Texas, Georgia, Alabama, and Louisiana from Manulife Investment Management on December 15, 2022, for an aggregate purchase price of approximately $454 million after customary purchase price adjustments at closing. The acquisition comprised of approximately 137,800 acres of well-stocked and highly productive timberlands located in some of the strongest timber markets in the U.S. South, Rayonier said. Now, all of the acquired acreage consists of fee ownership. Rayonier no longer anticipates acquiring the approximately 34,500-acre long-term lease location in Georgia, as the seller and Rayonier mutually agreed to extract this portion of the property from the transaction in order to achieve the seller's objective of closing by the year end. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.